location, 17th of August, patient Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L-Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, date of birth, 2/24/1952. Marilyn Maxwell, Cameron, was seen for evaluation of an adrenal mass, per paragraph. Recently, during the course of investigation for urinary tract infection, she was found to have a large mass in the left adrenal gland, which was asymptomatic, per paragraph. She has no history of headaches, palpitations, or episodes of sweating, per paragraph. She feels tired towards the end of the day, especially in association with activity, and has occasional shortness of breath, per paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, paragraph. Surgical history, gallbladder and hysterectomy, paragraph. Family history is negative for glandular disorders, paragraph. Social history, she has worked previously in administration, has not smoked and occasionally drinks alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams twice daily, glipizide 10 milligrams twice daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, losartan 10 milligrams daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable for health systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 180 over 72, weight 253 pounds, BMI is 38, period. The pulse 70 minute, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged with no abnormal lymph nodes and masses of palp in the neck, but the hearts over the nose were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. I have reviewed the results of a recent MRI scan of the abdomen, which includes the adrenal glands, and shows a left adrenal mass, 8 by 7.1 by 5.7 cc's. With a few foci of calcification and heterogeneously T2 hyperintense, period. The appearance is that of most likely of a lipid poor adrenal adenoma, or less likely adrenal carcinoma, period, paragraph. Recommendations, based on the size of the left adrenal adenoma, I recommend a surgical consultation and recommend that she see Dr. Paul Gager at the at Michigan Medicine, per paragraph, interdictation.